Carmageddon gets underway.
It's all they've been talking about in Los Angeles for weeks now.
We will have all the information you need to survive the 405. Some are calling it Carmageddon.
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 Carmageddon apps.
Carmageddon. You would think the end of the world is coming. And in LA, it might as well be.
Stay the hell away from the 405.
They're talking about the Interstate 405 highway, one of the key routes across Los Angeles. People are big on cars in LA. Traffic jams are the norm. But road closures, it's like the end of the world.
The rapture will begin on July 16th, and by July 17th, life as we know it will have ended.
Carmageddon.
This might be one of the biggest stories I've covered since being in Southern California. It's huge. We've been talking about it now for months, warning people. I guess our station coined the phrase Carmageddon, which has been...
Chris Sedens is a DJ at talk station KNX.
It's a huge story. And if you think about it, the first time they're shutting down this massive freeway in half a century, the possibilities for Carmageddon are certainly pretty high.
Morning, I'm Mike Case up at Sky 2 this morning. We're looking ahead to Carmageddon, which could be one of the toughest traffic jams we've seen in L.A. in a long time.
Everyone's jumping on the bandwagon. An airline is flying people across town on a jet for $4. There are discounts for shopping local, even an advert to have your cat photographed rather than face the traffic.
My name is Mike Miles, and I'm the Caltrans District Director for Los Angeles and Ventura Counties. And we're at the Nerve Center for Traffic Management in Los Angeles.
Now I'm just looking around at the big screen on the wall behind us. Lots of cameras, of roads looking relatively clear apart from that one in the corner. And lots of green, which I presume means the traffic's moving quite freely at the moment.
Yeah, the big map in the center, that's our traffic map. And those dots that are on there are green, and they're showing that traffic is moving at freeway speeds.
I'm guessing that during Carmageddon, those are going to be pretty much all red.
Yes. What's going to happen is we're going to close down the 405 for 10 miles. We feel that it's going to be a very real situation with the traffic. We're predicting somewhere between 28 and 65 mile backups on some of the major freeways. We want to let people know that that's going to be taking place.
Well, I've come up to the area that people in Los Angeles are calling the ground zero of Carmageddon. It's a small road bridge across quite a busy road. Doesn't sound like much, but this bridge is going to be demolished. Well, half of it is going to be demolished, and the road below it is going to be closed. This, they say in California, is the busiest stretch of highway in the world. 500,000 cars and vehicles normally would pass under this bridge on a weekend, and it's going to be closed for an entire 53 hours. It's astonishing, the shockwaves that this is sending across the city.
We can't go anywhere without our cars, you know. We only live like two houses down, and we had to drive here.
Carmageddon? I think it should be called Carpocalypse, personally. But I don't have any thoughts. I think it's not going to be as bad as everyone thinks.
LA's screwed for the next 3 days. It's a road that's six lanes across, and it's the backbone of Los Angeles. So you break the back of Los Angeles, you paralyze it.
It's not the end of the world, is it?
No. Well, you know Los Angeles, it's Hollywood.
It certainly is, and people here love sequels. The other half of the bridge will be demolished in a year's time, and they'll have to do it all over again. Carmageddon 2.